This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thank you, thank you, thank you very much for all that you do to keep America rolling. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm also over on MeWe as the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm also still on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and find out all the different things that are going on. We have updates and whatnot over there and different things for you to look at, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now to start things out on a Friday morning, our number one is the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I gotta make a kind of a mini announcement here. Can you bear with me a minute?
Of course, yeah.
All right, folks, we have some major news coming about this radio program in February. Now, I can't say anything yet, nor will I, but about the middle of February, I believe it's about the middle of February, or certainly around the 15th or 20th or thereabouts, maybe a little bit sooner, you will hear some major news about what's going to happen with this radio show, which all I can say, and I'll use the verdendum here, it's going to be huge. How do you like that, Kyle?
Well, that sounds exciting.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I mean, my God, you know, of course I get excited sometimes about different things, but we got some tremendous news coming. All right. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start with this statement and then we're going to move on to something very quickly here. But President Biden, and he is the president, sorry, don't want to call him that, too bad, although I guess we'll call him 46 just for the sake of argument here. So number 46 has suspended all the new oil and gas leases and permits for 60 days. Well, taking a look at the oil and gas prices, and I'm going to refresh my screen right now and take a look over here. Okay. West Texas crude, $53.13 a barrel. Brent crude, $56.10 a barrel. 1 year forecast futures on oil, $61 a barrel. Gasoline wholesale without the tax, $1.55. Diesel wholesale without the tax, $1.60. Whatever the tax is in your state, add that to that, and then add in whatever the retail is, and you come up with your prices. But to make a long story short, I have watched the price of gasoline at the pump in my area jump as much as 20 cents a gallon since Biden was inaugurated.
Yeah, this is really something that you can just walk right out your front door and see. Even in my area where gas, of course, is traditionally very expensive, that's also gone up, Captain. And, I would say 10, at least 20 cents perhaps from where I got gas just the other day. There might be a little bit of drop in demand, according to a later development, because it looks like with some of the lockdowns in China, they may think that there might be a little bit less demand. That might affect the price a little bit, but generally speaking, what President Biden is doing is actually, of course, going to continue to raise the price of oil, and it's going to translate to the consumer.
That's right, and we will go from being the number one producer and in complete control of our own destiny to having to once again try to rely on oil that could be cheaper in the Middle East and whatnot, which is exactly what we don't want to do, didn't want to do, and it's all coming back. So, folks, you need to pay attention. We got 2 years to turn this around. Again, all politics are local. Local elections coming up this fall. You need to get involved. And I don't care. I'm not saying anything about a party. You don't hear me talking about a party. I'm talking about Americans getting involved in the process, whatever that process is, however you want to do it. If you want to be a member of a party, fine. Have at it. Go for it. But you better damn well do something or you are the problem.
Well, exactly right. I think Americans are going to focus primarily on policy because, you know, Captain, they're going to see these policies play out, like getting back into the Iran nuclear deal, going for the Paris Climate Accords, doing exactly what President Biden did with the oil and gas leases and permits. All these things are going to, the proof's going to be in the pudding, basically, and people are going to see for themselves, yep. And they may vote accordingly then.
Well, the Paris Climate Accord is going to cost the United States about $400 million to be there. Now, what should we do with that $400 million in the United States in lieu of everything that's going on? Could we do a lot?
Well, absolutely we could, sure.
So we're going to send $400 million once again to the group that some of them don't care for us, the Paris Climate Accord. That is a big time, huge mistake.
Well, sure, and again, it's part of what's driving now the Biden administration. Yes, they talked about different things in the campaign, but again, it's unfortunate, Captain, that President Biden doesn't seem to be the one who will just sort of put his foot down. This is all generated before he even took the oath of office.
He's not steering this. This is being steered by the people that are telling him what to do. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the 1776 Commission report. Go ahead, Kathy. It's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, I want to tell everybody down in Bradenton in Sarasota, I'll be at Mixon's Fruit Farms tomorrow, their arts and crafts fair. I plan on getting there about, 10 or 11 o'clock and sticking around for a couple hours or thereabouts. I'll probably have some lunch at Mixon Farms. My friend, good friend Craig Gross is going. He's taking some of his paintings with him. He's going to have his paintings on exhibit, and he's going to have some of the prints of those paintings for sale there. So stop by and see him, and I'll be in the vicinity of where he's at. So there you go. And then, like I say, I'll be having lunch there. And for the people that know what I do when I have lunch, we'll put a table or two together, and that's what we do. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, I am a customer. I use Relief Factor and have for well over 5 years. I took it today when I got up about noontime or thereabouts, and because, again, I have swelling in my left ankle and inflammation and pain, and I took it, and boom, it was over. End of story. And then about midnight, it started to come back a little bit. Took it again. Over. Done. Finished. So if you have a problem with inflammation or even mild pain or even strong pain, and you want to lower or eliminate the pain, I would strongly suggest that you try Relief Factor because it will alleviate the pain at the source. It is 100% drug-free. It's an all-natural product that supports a healthy response to the inflammation that you have, as well as decreases the discomfort and the pain that you're in. Now, it'll also support the healing process and help you get healthy joints and muscles. And that's all important. Plus, it'll give you more mobility back that you haven't had, because you'll be able to move around without being in constant nagging pain. Now, you can try the 3-week quick start for $19.95. That's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. They gave me a website that I'm going to send you to, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, try the $19.95 3-week quick start. Take it the way it says to take it to begin with. And then if you don't want to get on the regular program that sends you the product every month after that, fine. You don't need to. But when you need it again,
you can turn around because you'll already be in the system. You can turn around and say, I'd like to order the product again and try it again, and you'll be able to do that. And guess what? That may be the way that some people do this. I don't know. I've been told that. But I get my product every month without fail because I take it on a regular basis, and I don't want to be without it. Got a bag right behind me here in the file cabinet that is here in my studio. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I got a letter from one of my friends, one of my veteran friends that we see all the time, comes to my events, and we have lunch a lot, and we hang around and whatnot. John sent me a letter. He said, and I'm going to read the letter just the way it is written here. He said, I had the honor yesterday to attend Hillsdale College President Larry P. Arnn's speech at the Westin in Tampa, Waterside. Dr. Arnn spoke on education and American politics. During his speech, we learned 46 was on his first day in office, abolished via executive order, the 1776 Commission Report. After speaking with Dr. Arnn, I received the following email. Please read Dr. Arnn's message below and download the 1776 Commission Report while it's still available. After reading it, pass it on. It's that important. Now, John says abolishing the 1776 Commission Report, in his opinion, is an attempt to revise our founding history, replacing it with the 1619 Project destined to be taught in our schools. What's the significance of the 1619 Project, Kyle?
Well, what the 1619 Project, basically, the basic foundation of it is that America really began back in 1619 with the bringing over of slaves to this continent, basically. But, of course, there was no United States of America at that time. Yeah.
And what's the significance of the slaves? They're going after reparations.
Right. Exactly.
So if they have a significant date, 1619, to use, then when they go after the reparations and they go into a court of law, which is what they expect they're going to do, or they legislate this in through the Senate and the House, which they may or may not do, I don't think they have the votes for that, then all of the black folks, regardless of whether, and by the way, this will be all people of color. It won't have to do with just people from Africa or whatnot, because they'll all say, well, I was related to these people, even if they're a person of color from, say, oh, I don't know, Jamaica.
Right. Yeah. It seems that there's the whole thing is fraught with a lot of uncertainty as to how things would be defined or divvied up in that sense.
Yeah.
But of course, the idea is that somehow again that it all goes tracks back to this in terms of the founding of the United of America. But that's completely false.
Now, I'm just going to read one paragraph here from Dr. Larry Arnn's email to my friend John. It says, the commission issued its 1776 report this past Monday. The report calls for the return to the unifying principles stated in the Declaration of Independence. It quotes the greatest Americans, black and white, men and women, in devotion to these principles. It acknowledges the many ways we've fallen short of them, even as it celebrates, following Abraham Lincoln, the influence for good that they exercised to the benefit of all. It acknowledges the way we fall short of them today and argues that it's only by returning to them that our current evils can be corrected. Interesting.
Oh, it certainly is, because we have founding principles in our nation that
That's
were
right.
brought forth by the founding fathers. Also, something very, very important, the founding fathers created the nation, the Declaration and the Constitution, of course, with the idea that our rights don't come from a bunch of people sitting around writing them down on a piece of paper or figuring out what they are. Our rights are inalienable. They come from our Creator.
Right.
That is a fundamentally different
view. A.K.A. God.
That's exactly right. And that's a fundamentally different view than those who would subscribe to the Soviet Union model, the communist model, the authoritarian, the totalitarian model. It's very, very different, and that is sneaking in. Well, it's doing more than that these days, unfortunately, into our own culture, our own country.
Okay, I've got an email here. Let me go to it. It's from one of our favorite listeners, Lucia. She says, so Mitch McConnell decides to have the Senate waste the U.S. people's money on impeachment of Trump after he's gone. If Mitch is the most powerful person in the Republican Party, which he currently is, then it's a shame for him to be smart as well, since it's been pointed out that the unconstitutional nature of being that Trump is out of office. Well, that's correct. Now, I would say that it would be nice for there to be term limits, or it's about time to give others, like perhaps Senator Tom Cotton and some other brave Republicans with backbone and spine, and a chance to lead, where Mitch has been too busy all this time protecting, along with his wife, the China profiting businesses. And that's true. We talked about that, and I'll talk about it a little bit more, and I agree with you there, Lucia. But the fact of the matter is, Mitch McConnell's wife has got a shipping company, and the money that she gets from that shipping company comes from China, because they haul products from China. The ships that they haul it on are made in China. So everything that she does has the word China attached to it.
Well, exactly, yeah.
So consequently, why would we think that anything else would come out of Mitch McConnell other than doing whatever the Chinese tell him to do when they tell him to do it?
Well, sure, and there's another layer to this, too, I think, and that is, Mitch McConnell's trying to create this this environment where somehow the Senate is going to, you know, try to work together here, Republicans and Democrats, and try to patch up all these big divides. But, you know, Captain, when it comes to having literally an unconstitutional endeavor as impeaching a former president, it opens up the floodgates to literally, again, diminishing our rights, the protections that we enjoy as citizens of the United States. And so, again, whether it's Republican or Democrat, somebody trying to impeach a former president, the whole thing's unconstitutional.
Yeah, and let's talk about something for a minute. Do you remember when President Trump was inaugurated and he gave that tremendous speech?
Sure.
We all thought it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the media is salivating over Joe Biden's speech. Chris Wallace said, "Oh, it was the best speech I ever heard in my life."
Yeah, I was.
I'm not really sure what Biden said either, other than, "Yeah, we all just get along." He really didn't have any substance in there, and I don't believe half the things that he said, because the very first, again, actions speak louder than words, and His presidential executive orders that he issued the first day, 15 of them, are basically trying to wipe out the legacy of Donald Trump and all the good things he did to give us a great economy we had. And by the way, as I just pointed out, look what just happened to the price of gasoline. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Yep, you're right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, Kathy is going to give you the telephone number. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind. Come on now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has signed 10 executive orders so he can set up the national response to the coronavirus pandemic. He's calling it a national emergency and says it should be treated as one.
He said the pandemic has killed more Americans than all of World War II.
400,000. This is a wartime undertaking.
He says he's shooting for boosting virus vaccinations and testing. He says he's setting up plans to reopen schools and businesses. He's also imposing a mask mandate for Americans when they travel. Biden says he wants to clarify expectations about the pandemic. He says it's going to take months to flatten the curve, and the pandemic will get worse before it gets better. Predictions say the death toll could reach 500,000 by next month. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. It's a Friday morning edition. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they have a website, geico.com, and they have been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are currently the second largest personal insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and it'll ask you there's a little assistant in there that asks you what can we do for you, and tell them you'd like to have a cost comparison, rate comparison. It'll ask you for your zip code, the vehicle or vehicles that you're driving. You do all of that, and then it'll start popping out some numbers. And obviously, I've been with them for 15 years now. And I have been saving money every year, and I do check. I do check with other companies when somebody comes along and says, oh, well, you're a veteran, we can save you money. Oh, well, you're a retired firefighter, we can save you money. Oh, well, you're a union guy, we can save you money. And I do give them a chance to do that, these other companies, to see what they can do. But nobody can come close to what I save over at Geico. So, if you got a car, if you got a truck, if you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, an RV, they can insure all of those for you over there. Yes, I said boat. They have a boat insurance there. But also, if you own a home or if you're a renter and you have renter's insurance or need to have it because that's what some of these places say, or even condo insurance, then you can go to Geico Insurance. You can check, get a rate on that, and bundle it all together. And when you do, you will save money. That's the easiest way to save money with Geico, is by bundling your car and your homeowner's or renter's insurance together. So just go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, to find out more information. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, Portland, Oregon has exploded again. Now, they did bust a bunch of windows. They set fire in the middle of a street. They set up their little zone there where they were going to have whatever the hell they were going to call it this time. And the police declared an unlawful assembly, and in they went, and it soon became an unruly riot. They arrested a bunch of people. I noticed that the people that they arrested all looked like they were college student age, and every one of them were white.
Yep. It looks like that way, yeah.
And it was Antifa. They were all dressed in black. They had their helmets. They had their masks. They had all that stuff. It was all Antifa. So, now, not to be outdone, you have Seattle with the protesters there doing some of the same things. Now, both of these groups are saying in Portland and Seattle that they are opposing Joe Biden and the police, vandalizing business, busting windows, causing other damage. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget that Black Lives Matter was in the midst of things, too, only they weren't quite as violent. All they did was block a Seattle freeway on Martin Luther King Day. That's all they did.
Right, right. Well, I think it just points up, Captain, that if you're an anarchist or, you know, something like that, maybe you really don't care which party controls the White House or which candidate actually wins, because, you know, again, they come for all of our, you know, collective American values and against our American system. It's just very, very obvious. But unfortunately, back during the summer, the Democrats thought, hey, this is helping us. And so there wasn't a whole lot of condemnation. Well, hardly any at all. I don't really remember much about any of those kinds of condemnations. That really just came from the Republican side of the aisle, as I recall.
And again, if you take a look at the videos of the Capitol on January the 6th, and you see where the crowd was as they were marching up the street towards the Capitol, and you see who was already at the top of the steps up there, dressed in military fatigues, dressed in black, having the masks that they were wearing, having the helmets that they had put on, having in some cases body armor, and then brandishing everything from hammers to clubs to whatever that they were bringing out of their backpacks, which you got to wonder, you know, how did they get that in there in a secure area where they were supposed to be checking them? Well, obviously they didn't do that. Now, did they?
Right, yeah.
But you got to wonder, because when everything started, those people were at the top of the steps, right there, ready to go. And once they had some of the Trump folks that were there, that were coming up there to wave their flags and do whatever they were going to do, they busted the windows, they forced their way through the door, and some of the Trump folks, I can just hear it now, come on, let's go, come on, and they got them riled up because some of the people were all lathered up on the Trump side. They went in, but guess what? They got the pictures of all of them, and they are having the knocks on the door. They are getting arrested, so I hope anybody listening to me that was in there, you might want to get an attorney. If you were in there, they already know about it. They already have your face.
Well, exactly right, and we're going to see, I think, a lot more prosecutions, and it's not going to be pretty. But again, you know, you're not supposed to go and do what they did. That nobody in their right mind would do such a thing. What a horrible thing! But you know, Captain, we've seen the banner from Antifa. We don't want Biden. We want revenge. How about this one? There was a Hollywood actor, right, who had retweeted, I think it was a Joe Biden tweet prior to the inauguration, of course, talking about unity, and this actor used an expletive and said, I want blood.
Yeah.
But yet these kinds of aggressive, scary statements coming from these kinds of groups or individuals like this, it makes it harder for the rest of us to actually try to build something here. That's what we're trying to do.
And we got a chance to see Joe Biden, who's been known to have a temper and to snap at people. We got a chance to see a little bit of that yesterday when he fired off at, I guess it was a recorder, when he fired out at one. He says, come on, man, give me a break, man. Come on, man.
Well, right, exactly. That was AP White House reporter Zeke Miller. And what he did is, as President Biden was signing the documents there, he sort of pressed him about having the 100 million Americans vaccinated right, within the first 100 days, asked him whether or not the bar should be a little bit higher. The new president said, told him, come on, give me a break, man. He said, when I announced it, you all said it was not possible. And so this is the perfect example, Captain. Unscripted Biden is what the administration people fear the most.
Yeah. Well, we've got some information coming from the National Guard during the inauguration. The National Guard says that there were absolutely zero confrontations with protesters during the Biden inauguration. Also, something that's got me fuming at the moment. Remember the National Guardsmen? They were allowing to stay in the Capitol building because they had heat and bathrooms and all that sort of stuff?
Right.
Do you know where they moved a bunch of them out to?
Something like a parking garage or something.
The D.C. parking garages that have, number one, no heat, limited facilities if you got to use the bathroom, and you might as well just be sleeping outside because that's about what it amounts to in the cold temperatures that are going on. What a way to treat our military people there. By the way, why are they still there?
That's a real good question. I saw that the governor of Texas is one in particular governor is saying, hey, we want our people back.
Well, he also vetted the National Guard for ripped the National Guard for vetting members of the National Guard. He said, this is the most offensive thing I ever heard. And then they took 12 of them. That's the only number that they officially got that they said they needed to have removed from the area. They took 12 of them, sent them back because of their postings on social media.
Well, right, but again, the whole thing, I mean, that is just sort of, I think, an example or a shadow of things to come. Under the guise of, well, we're trying to keep domestic terrorists from doing stuff and whatnot, they'll want to be able to vet just about anybody for anything. So again, it's just another example of how the left and is going to, again, try to, exert control over another aspect of our lives, and that is moving around, doing stuff that we want to do. But again, it just was very offensive, as you said, to take the National Guardsmen and say, okay, you're a particular ethnicity, you're a particular skin color, you probably voted for Trump, and so you're dangerous.
Yeah, by the way, Governor Cuomo in New York had to rip CNN for their scoop on the Trump vaccine rollout because they got it wrong. They were talking about how great things were, and then Governor Cuomo said, no, they're not great. We are sucking the bottom of the barrel here. We don't have the vaccines we need, and we're having to cancel appointments because we don't have the vaccine. So they're kind of embarrassed with that, but there's more to the story. All right, Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, we're going to come back with our first Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We got weather to talk about tonight, especially if you're going up into upstate New York, north of Syracuse, the Oswego County, all the way to the St. Lawrence Seaway. Snow, and more snow on top of the feet of snow, several feet they've already had. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, closest to you. Now, I'm going to be up a little program reminder here for you folks that are going to be able to be around. If you're up there right now at the Pilot or Flying J, I am actually going to be there today around 1:30 or 2 o'clock for about an hour, hour and a half or so, stopping by to say howdy, howdy to all the truckers up there in Dade City. So look forward to seeing you there right there. The exit to San Antonio, I said, off by 75. So I look forward to being able to see you guys and gals there. All righty, now let's get started. And this is kind of a little unique twist of things. I think you're going to like it.
Say, I hope it always will stay this way.
That is just one of those feel-good songs that just, you play that song and it just makes you feel good, Kyle. What can I say?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's Andrew Gold.
Yep.
And I also remember he had a great song called Lonely Boy as well back in the day.
Yeah, and I want to thank the radio audience and the different people I've met along the way in the last 21 years for being my friend and becoming friends. And that's what it's all about. We're all part of a great family here, a radio family. And from time to time, I get a chance to meet folks. When I do, I do. When I don't, I don't. But we're always there. So there you go. All right. Now, we're going to talk about the weather because we got weather to talk about. Okay. A strong system will spread lower elevation rain and mountain snow across the southwestern U.S., the Great Basin, and the Central Rockies into the weekend. Now, moisture from this western system will combine with a cold Canadian front to produce snow for portions of the Midwest this weekend. That includes Green Bay. Hello, Tampa Bay. You're going up into snow showers. And unsettled conditions in the Northeast, are you ready? Will continue to produce lake effect snow, heavy at times. I got the breakdown on that for you. Kyle, take it away with the West.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, out west tonight in southern New Mexico, if you're coming across I-10 or coming southbound down I-25 into southern New Mexico, you are going to encounter a dense fog advisory. This is in the Las Cruces area, also covers Alamogordo and Hatch. Fort Bliss, for example, is also part of this. And it's going to go west, a little bit west of Deming, New Mexico tonight. So be careful in those areas. Also, winter weather advisory coming up in Southern California. If you're heading into Southern California, looks like we're going to, at least in my area here, we'll be getting rain showers starting on late Friday night and pretty much for the next few days or so. Should get a significant amount of rain. Wind advisory, this is going to be out in the Mojave Desert out near I-15, I-40 in the Barstow area, and of course continuing on a little bit north of Las Vegas. We also have a lake wind advisory east of Las Vegas and continuing down, looks like through Laughlin, Nevada tonight. Also, lake wind advisory up with our friends in Reno and Carson City in Nevada. Up in Seattle, we have a small craft advisory there in the harbor area with, of course, the weather that comes with that. Also, another dense fog advisory, Captain, this coming down I-84 in the Boise area of Idaho. So you want to be very, very careful as you traverse there, and that's going to go about as far south as Gooding, not quite the Twin Falls, it looks like. Also, winter weather advisory up in the Montana area, the Butte, Helena, Bozeman area as well. So be very careful in that area. Winter weather advisory north of Cheyenne and Laramie, and a winter storm watch east of Laramie. And as you mentioned, of course, the winter weather advisories in central Colorado tonight as well.
All right. Well, dense fog continues north of the Metroplex, the Dallas Metroplex going north up towards the Oklahoma line, and then over in the northern part of Mississippi, you've got a dense fog advisory going right up if you're coming up I-65. Or through Alabama, up towards the northern part of Alabama, I-55 going north, I-57, I-59. This is just a little bit north of I-20, but you're going to have it if you're going north of Birmingham. Our listeners up there in Huntsville, Alabama, you are in a dense fog advisory going right up into the central part of Tennessee, right up into Nashville. And then that fog could be because of the weather temperatures up in the eastern part of Tennessee and towards the mountains. That could become freezing fog. That could make life really interesting for you tonight, so please be careful. Now, in the meantime, let me go up into the northern part of Pennsylvania. This is in the not in the Upper Peninsula, but just in the northern part of Michigan, right around, let's see here, up north to Saginaw, up in that area. You've got some winter weather advisories there for snow coming off the lake. Further up the line in the Upper Peninsula, Green Bay, Wisconsin, snow showers and a possible snow lake effect coming off the lake that's up there. But for Sunday, there will be freezing temperatures, below freezing, and snow for the football game with the Bucks and the Green Bay Packers. Now, upstate New York, I've got the advisory in my hand here. Lake effect snow warning remains in effect until the middle of the afternoon today, Friday. Heavy lake effect snow, snow accumulations of 15 to 20 inches in the most persistent lake snows across the Tug Hill Plateau. Been talking about it all week. This will give them about 7 or 8 feet of snow since last Thursday or Friday. Snowfall rates of 2 to 3 inches per hour are falling right now. 5 to 9 inches of snow across the surrounding lower elevations with snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour at times. In the meantime, the eastern Lake Ontario region, greatest snowfall will be confined to the Tug Hill Plateau. And if you're traveling up I-81 north of Syracuse, starting right about the Onondaga County, Oswego County line, all the way to the St. Lawrence Seaway, Watertown, New York, and just north of there to the bridge, you are going to have lake effect snow. Now, the heaviest snow is occurring right now through about midday Friday. Travel, at the very least, will be very difficult with deep snow cover on the roads and very poor visibility. So if you're running that route going up to Canada, coming down from Canada to New York City or wherever, be advised that you're going to have very poor visibility. Hazardous conditions could impact the morning commute as well in that area. So please be careful. Now, the Pilot and Flying J always brings you the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Make sure you stop on by. Tell them the captain sent you. And I said you'd get a free cup of coffee on the third watch because you were listening to the show when you heard that. Guess what? You'll get that free cup of coffee. But become a member on the Drivers Club. Save some money. Get the points for the fuel, the food, and whatever you buy in the trucker's store. All right, we're coming back. Hour number two with Captain's America Third Watch. Lots more to talk about. It's a busy news day. Again, I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.